Acts, chapter 1. The former writing I have made, O Theophilus, friend of God, of all that Jesus began, both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had, see, chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive, after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, because John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. When they had therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and Ood received him out of their sight. Thursday, 26, May 4071, 29 AD. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, two men stood by them in white robes, who also said, why, O men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey, Saturday, about 1,000 yards, 0.91 kilometers. And when they had come in, they went up into an upper room where both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, stayed. These all continued with one accord in prayer and requests to God, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120 men. And, brothers, this scripture must have been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, who was guided to those who took Jesus, because he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of sin, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known to all those who live in Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Aceldama, that is to say, the field of blood, because it is written in the book of Psalms, let his home be desolate, and let no man live in it, and his position of authority let another take. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that same day that he was taken up from us, one must be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which of these two you have chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by sin fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.